Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Here we are on a Friday getting ready for the weekend, but we got a lot of news to cover here today from the local newspapers. We're scanning some of the papers and looking at several stories here from the North Shore. And also, we have a couple of posts down below on our website. We have the North Shore Navigator story from last night, and we also have a Coast Guard news story that came in today. So we got a couple of things there for you to just take a look at. And let's see here. Well, in the front page, Rick, of the item, they're following up on this Lynn Ferry story that we've been talking about here. But this is the first time the governor has actually commented on it. It's been people in his administration beforehand. And Thomas Grillo, the city editor for the item, wrote this story. And basically, Baker, the governor, is not going to move on the ferry issue and not funding the ferry. In his first public comment since the stranded Lynn to Boston ferry, Governor Charlie Baker defended his administration's not to fund it. Quote, at this point, it didn't generate the ridership that people had hoped it would generate, and the price tag associated per rider is extraordinary. Baker made the remarks following his appearance at the Future of Transportation Paving the Path to Progress in Boston. It must be some session Thursday. And so the governor then said Lynn's two-year demonstration project to launch the ferry on the state's dime was an opportunity to examine whether the services made sense. So he's saying it doesn't make sense. And then as we talked about the other day, Rick, with some additional budget issues, it looks like that is dead, at least for now.
Well, that's a bummer. Bill, I'm still upset about my water bill, so you know it's hard to focus. But yeah, that, you know, when people say they're going to come through with stuff and then don't, you know, it's upsetting.
Well, you know, I don't know if they ever promised they'd be coming through with the money, but they're not coming through with the money, and so we'll see what happens there. Well, and the water bill reference is to yesterday's program where you opened up. Didn't you have to? You had to pay your water bill now, right? You didn't just get it. You just had to pay it right now, right?
Yeah. No, what it is they've increased the prices. You get, I don't know if you get it quarterly or twice a year. I don't know how often it comes in or annually, but the city council was meeting you know, over the budget, and they decided to raise the water bill, you know, 16%. And I talked to a lot of people yesterday. I don't know anybody I've talked with who's pleased about it. I don't know, and there was no preliminary talk about that. There was no indication that this was going to happen. And for a time, Gloucester was the highest water rates in the country, and so we're pretty well up there right now with the bill. So it's I'm still on that kick. But changing the subject, in a similar vein, Gloucester was renting the St. Anne's School Parish in the southern part of town. They built a school, and while they were doing that, all the kids were being shipped over to the St. Anne's School in the middle of downtown Gloucester. And the city spent $1.4 million renovating the St. Anne's School, rented it for 2 years, and now they're leaving it. So that $1.4 million goes in, you know, it goes to the benefit of the St. Anne's Church, St. Anne's School. They get the benefit of it, and the city just they're out that $1.4 million, and they used it for 2 years. So that's kind of weird. The former mayor said, you know, she had plans for it but never shared that with anybody. And so now they're going to be abandoning the building. There's $1.4 million down the tubes, so to speak, editorially. More on that later, I suppose. But the good news is that the St. Peter's Fiesta is gearing up. As we mentioned, the altar is almost finished. The novena continues, and the novena bill, I mentioned 8 days, 10 days. It's a 9-day prayer ritual that the fishermen's wives and the fishermen have always done over the years, over the course of this celebration. And it will be continuing. The novena will take place at Lester S. Wass American Legion Post 3. That's right where the Joan of Arc statue is, nightly through Tuesday, June 21 at 7. And Gloucester is one of the few cities probably in the world where the first thing you see when you get into town is a horse's ass. And that is the Joan of Arc statue. She's on a horse which faces the American Legion, but its rear end is showing to everybody else as you come into town. So you can't miss it.
Okay. All right. There you go. You're turning into a colorful character from the city of Gloucester, Rick. That's who you're turning into.
That's...
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a good thing. We've got some characters, but I don't know about that. I was just thinking of Bill Maher. I listened to him the other day on NPR, and he was, for a long time, a very, in my opinion, bitter, cynical man. But, you know, you sit there and you're kind of funny, whether you're on the right or on the left. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, am I getting even more cynical in my dotage? But I don't know. It's fun. I don't mean anything seriously or harmful, obviously. Some of this stuff gets you in and some of it doesn't. But it is funny about the Joan of Arc statue. I've heard that many times when people come into town. That's the first thing you see.
Yeah. In Beverly, in the front page of the Salem News, Ariana McNeil writes a story that the city schools may get an extra $150,000 to spend on addressing large class sizes in the elementary grades. Mayor Michael Cahill, after hearing from concerned parents and other city officials, presented a series of reductions to his original proposed budget for fiscal 2017 in order to shift more money to the schools. Those changes were to line items for vehicle fuel, oil, as well as heating fuel from multiple city departments, along with the transfers from city reserves. So, again, the city of Beverly has these class size guidelines, so they're having to... They're going to try to address those, so I'm not sure if the class sizes got a little over, but I think they're with the anticipation for enrollment in September. Those are the things that they're going to adjust. Also, they have a story today that the and I'm just going to read the headline. They've got a beautiful picture of the Asian Garden, the garden restaurant at the Peabody Essex Museum. It says it includes about a dozen outdoor tables at the museum's Asian Garden. It will be going away when the new museum wing is built. A garden will be created elsewhere on the grounds without the restaurant. So the headline is Sayonara Asian Garden. Okay. So.
Yeah, really.
Okay. There you go.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Up in Rockport, the fourth annual Rockport Walk for Huntington's Disease Society walk will take place Saturday, June 18 at 11 a.m. That is obviously tomorrow as we speak. Registration opens at 10 a.m. Go to Back Beach Legion Bandstand in Rockport. Cape Ann residents coming together to fight Huntington's disease. And tickets are available, one for $10, three for $25 for original artworks. There's a silent auction for a wind sculpture. Drawing takes place after the walk. The winner does not need to be present. Information is available by contacting Trish Dunton at Comcast.net. Trish Dunton, D-U-N-T-O-N, at Comcast.net. And one other item here, there was a walk in town, I believe it was Thursday, for reporting against the report elder abuse. People wishing to report elder abuse, that is physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, as well as financial exploitation and neglect, can call Senior Care Inc.'s Protective Services Hotline during business hours at 978-281-1750 or the state hotline after hours at 800-922-2275. And this is a problem that is very serious, elder abuse, and sometimes it's very subtle. So please, look in on your elder neighbors and your relatives and pay attention.
Yeah. Also, out of Beverly, Paul Layton, our buddy Paul Layton, writes a story that Joanne Fortunatos has been named the Teacher of the Year. She's Briscoe Middle School, former Memorial Middle School. On Thursday, the longtime guidance counselor's work became the subject of wider appreciation. Fortunato was named the Beverly Rotary Club's 2016 Educator of the Year during the club's weekly meeting at the Danvers Port Yacht Club. So congratulations to Joanne Fortunato.
Yeah, anytime you get Teacher of the Year, that's pretty cool. For whatever reason, that is cool. It's a very emotional job.
Well, I guess I misspoke. It's Educator of the Year. So, so she's...
Okay.
Yeah, but whatever.
Okay.
You know,
administrator, yeah. Guidance counselor, nurse, anybody involved in the building. Absolutely. Anytime you get that, it's a great honor, and it shows the compassion that these people have. And as I said, as you well know, Bill, it's a very emotional job.
Yes, it is. All right. So those are some of the news stories making news today. Any gripes, any additional gripes, Rick? I usually turn to Rick for like one or two gripes a program. He usually is able to, come up with those gripes. So any gripes, any additional gripes, Rick, that you have to share with us at this point?
That comes to mind immediately. God, Bill, I'm embarrassed. I can't think of anything at the moment because it's such a spectacular day out there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to mark this date down here, Jim.
I know.
June 17, 2016.
Well, I could easily go back to the water thing. Yeah, it bugs me. It bugs me that there was nothing in – well, now, I should put a warning up, a caveat on this. I didn't see anything. That doesn't mean there wasn't any warning out there about a discussion about raising the water rates. But, boy, that's disturbing. But what are you going to do? I mean, you know, and on the same page it said, you know, the lean, mean budget. So kind of weird, but whatever. I do want to mention, Bill, if I can transition over to sports. I hope it works out today. What could be an interesting conversation with a former student of mine who lives in Somerville now. He's an adult, and he's running a program called, I think it's called the Gloucester. No, it's not Gloucester. It's called the Beach Soccer. It's some kind of a beach soccer tournament. And I've never heard of beach soccer before, so that should be interesting. It's taking place this weekend, and I believe it's at Good Harbor in Gloucester, and I'm really curious about how that works and the logistics of it because it's going to be a beach day, and I wonder if they have certain areas that are going to be roped off and so on. But, wow, how do you play soccer in the sand? That should be interesting.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't think I've heard of – I've heard of beach volleyball, but, yeah.
That's
no,
what I –
yeah, not beach soccer. That sounds interesting. Sounds like an idea. So there you go. And St. John's Prep baseball team, congratulations to them. They, I was over at their first Super 8 baseball game several weeks ago now. It seems like a month ago. But they lost to Braintree. Then they come back all the way back. And then in that tournament, there's a loser's bracket. You can come back and win. And they just did it. They beat Braintree last night. So congratulations to the St. John's Prep baseball team for coming back and winning that Super 8 tournament. Great job for Coach Dan Letarte and St. John's Prep baseball. There's every game, every one of those last games is like their elimination game. But they pulled it off. So congratulations to the Prep baseball team on that. And again, I don't know what else. Pretty much everything else is pretty much wrapped up. We're getting ready for summer, Fiesta, and the Aganis Games, which will start the last week of June. We'll be talking more about that in the days ahead, but not right now, I suppose. We've got that water bill to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, I may never get over that, I'm telling you. It's just like boing. But yeah, with Fiesta, there will be same boat. Oh, there's also the International Dory Races coming up in Gloucester this weekend. That's on Saturday, I believe. And my brother-in-law and my wife's cousin will be rolling together as a tandem, Joe Cominelli and Jimmy Tarantino. And what they do is there are a bunch of different brackets, a bunch of different categories in the Dory Races, and they will be racing against the Canadians once again. It's an international Dory race. It's been going on for many, many decades here in Gloucester and up in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. So it's a great event, and I believe that takes place at the Gloucester Fish Piers, where the launch point is tomorrow, Saturday, at I think it's at 10 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. So we got that coming up, and then all the Fiesta events begin on Wednesday, and then we'll start broadcasting on Thursday with Andrew Nicastro and a cast of thousands. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have events from each of those days at certain times, and we'll post them up on the website when we figure out what we're doing.
All right, and so it's an international competition, so it's us versus Canada. That's it. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically it's Lunenburg. I believe Lunenburg rowers do it. Gloucester rowers do it, and it started a long, long, long time, and it. Some of the great names over the years that are recognizable, the Heisler brothers from Nova Scotia, you know, Joe Cominelli and the Morrisseys from Gloucester, you know, and it's bragging rights. And then in September, whoever competes down here, the Gloucester rowers go up to Lunenburg to face them up there. So it's a home and home series.
Gotcha. Hey, just when you think there's nothing good on TV, comes word that there's a new television show coming out that I think is just going to be a huge hit, certainly around here. Nickelodeon has a new show starring Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots. So I don't know if you heard about this, Rick, but the Gronk is ready to line up as a TV host. He'll be the face of Crashleets, which is introducing popular viral videos of sports bloopers. It debuts on July 5th. Wow, just in time for the summer. The new episodes of Crash Leets will air at 7 o'clock on weekdays. Quote, I'm such a big kid at heart, and I'm eager to show my energy and passion off the field in Nickelodeon's newest series, Crash Leets, Gronkowski said. There will be lots of laughs as we celebrate the most epic, sickest sports fails on the planet. But be prepared to get gronked, whatever that means. Do you know what that means? Get gronked? But whatever. Gronkowski, the New England Patriots.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
I know it's good to be gronked. I know it's good to be Gronk.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
and I think, Bill, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. As long as he's hosting it and not participating, I'm okay with that.
I saw a clip on television last night in the news, and he was dancing. Now, I don't know whether that's a clip from a different show or a promotional clip from the new show, but again, if Gronk's dancing in it, just another reason to tune in to Nickelodeon and Crash Leets, which is, again, debuts July. I'm going to set my DVR for that, I think. I'm going to go right now and go over and set the DVR for July 5th, 7 p.m. Nickelodeon. There we go.
I'll put that on my calendar. Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that'll do it for us for today on North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu.